In Jerusalem today, the Israeli cabinet approved Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's proposal to dismantle 21 Jewish settlements in Gaza and 4 on the West Bank. It's part of Sharon's overall plan for an Israeli pullback from Gaza, and it's believed to be the first time the cabinet decided to force Israelis to leave their homes. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us from Jerusalem. Linda, hasn't the parliament already approved Sharon's plan for a Gaza pullback? What's new about today's vote?
Well, the parliament approved it in principle last June, and just last week, in fact, approved the compensation bill detailing how much compensation each family will receive. But today's vote in the cabinet, it was a vote of 17-5, a very comfortable majority for Prime Minister Sharon, is believed to be the first time that they're actually voted to dismantle the settlements and evacuate Israelis from their homes. The headlines in the Israeli newspapers called it, you know, a historic decision. One said it was the, quote, the end of the occupation. And one columnist said that it was the first time since 1967 that Israel was approving a permanent change in its borders. At the beginning of the cabinet meeting, Sharon said that it was a very difficult decision, but it is a decision that's necessary for Israel. One of those who voted against, Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi, said that the pullout will be harder than Israel's pullout from the Sinai town of Yamit in the early 1980s. He also called on the settlers to avoid violence. So it is being seen as a historic decision.
And so is this it? Does this mean the plan is finally going to go ahead?
Well, it's there's still one major obstacle, which is the budget vote, which is coming up before the end of March. If Sharon does not have a majority for the budget, which as of right now he does not have, then the government falls and there will be new elections, and that would, of course, put this whole Gaza pullback plan on hold. However, the assessment of most Israeli analysts is that at the last minute, somehow Sharon will squeak through and the Gaza disengagement or pullout will go ahead. Right after the cabinet vote, Sharon is expected to sign the actual orders, which will be delivered to the settlers' homes. According to Israeli law, there has to be a five-month period from the time that the cabinet votes on it and when the order and when the pullback actually begins. So the first day of the pullback will be July 20th.
And what has been the reaction of settlers?
Well, Jewish settlers have been waging a very strident campaign against, you know, this withdrawal. To them, it's really, they call it the destruction of a dream. And some say that they're convinced it's not going to happen. Last week, that groups of settlers blocked roads, clashed with police, and they say they're going to now lobby very hard to make sure that the budget doesn't pass and the government does fall. They also say that they have a petition signed by 100,000 people who will go to Gaza when the evacuation begins and will try to peacefully obstruct that Gaza pullout. So they say that their struggle is not yet over and they are continuing to fight against it. They've held some very large demonstrations with more than 100,000 people participating against the pullback. However, polls in Israel show that a significant majority, anywhere between 60% and 70%, does support the pullback. And in about an equal number, about 60% support Prime Minister Sharon.
Now, today's cabinet decision also laid out the route of the security barrier Israel is building in and around the West Bank.
Yes, the Supreme Court several months ago ordered Israel to redraw the original route to ease hardships on the Palestinians. And the route that is being approved today leaves three large settlement blocks. First of all, Gush Etzion, which is a cluster of settlements a few miles south of Jerusalem near Bethlehem, the large Jewish settlement of Maale Adumim east of Jerusalem, and the settlement of Ariel on the Israeli side of the barrier. At the same time, in the South Hebron Hills, the barrier goes along the 1967 border. In effect, the new route calls for Israel to annex about 6.5% of the West Bank, and between 10 and 20,000 Palestinians would be on the Israeli side. Now, Sharon insists that this is not a border, that it is just a security barrier that can later be moved. But Israeli analysts say that once this is built, it is basically how Israel envisions an agreement with the Palestinians. Now, the Palestinians don't accept...
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.